I just knew it was the right thing to do. And it ended up being so much more than what I was expecting it to be. The support from Marnie was so encouraging, and the colleagues in the program are encouraging, so it helps to build each other's confidence. There's such a synergy that happens. These relationships that we've built are just lasting, and that's just a wonderful feeling to be have as I'm moving forward to build my practice.
For me and who I am, being a very creative person, being an artist, I needed something that added a little fun and joy and excitement to it. That's when I noticed Marnie's program. And when I looked at it, I thought, oh, this is the piece I'm missing. This is what I need. This is something that's going to add fun and playfulness to the coaching model.
I watched closely how the flavor of the leader creates the feel of the group. And Marnie has done a wonderful job. She chose a beautiful staff, and she's really made the students feel nurtured and loved in this course. And they are some of the kindest, most helpful, caring creatives you could ever meet. And lately, I'm watching many of the business traditions crumble in the recession, because I really believe that's supposed to happen. I think things are changing and making way more meaningful work for people and more heart-centered businesses something we need. And Artbundance is one of those new and desperately needed upcoming business models. And I have a feeling other businesses could learn a lot from Artbundance. So Marnie has shown us that we can have wild work that's fun, and don't forget to ever have fun.
My favorite part of the training that I'd love to share with you all is the actual time and energy and thought that Marnie put into just the evolution of the course, and in particular, the opportunity to practice in a live setting our coaching amongst the group. And what happened to facilitate that was maybe about midway through the course, we were told that we were going to have opportunities to do 10-minute practice coaching sessions with each other. And, you can hear and feel how supportive and loving and safe and encouraging the environment is amongst the participants, and Marnie, of course. And so even for folks that may not have coached one-on-one, or even, this might have been the first time they've even presented live to an audience, so to speak, it was very supportive and nurturing.
It really changes your whole way of thinking and being creative and allowing your creativity to enter into things where maybe you wouldn't have before. It is more of a balancing your life. Your right and your left brains are coming together, working together. You're finding this harmony and this balance. You're taking dreams and making them your reality. All of your imagination can become creation. And it's just so powerful. And yet even more exciting, a pop-up on top of all that, is that we can now go and share this so easily with the world. We can become guides.
I have not completed the certification, but everything I've gotten so far has made a difference in other areas of my life. And it's really funny, because once I said yes to this, it's kind of like you say yes, and then all of a sudden everything else shows up as well. So saying yes to this had a lot of other opportunities show up as well. And I've been able to use this while I'm doing other things, and it's bringing the creativity, drawing on my own intuition, really making a difference for people to have their self-expression come out. I'm clear one of my purposes in life is to bring freedom to people's full self-expression, and this has just enhanced everything else I do, not only for myself, but in the difference I can make for others.
I do in-person workshops already with people, And I do a little bit of art involved with those when I do my educational workshops. And so I was really intrigued by the idea of bringing more art into that. And I really felt like this was a great avenue to be able to do that. And I was not disappointed whatsoever. I loved the support that I got. I was drawn to it because it looked like that I would get a lot of support through Marnie and the information that you gave us in the class. Great handouts, encouragement. There was a lot of online support with our other participants, and that was informative. There was a lot of information about how to take this and hit the road with it as a business. And so I really liked that, and I was drawn to learning the art assignments, learning how to present them in a way to get people to open up and be able to gain information and insight through them, and then to be able to use that in a business, you know, through the internet and in person through my workshop.
I've always been a very intuitive person by nature, and I think one of the biggest impacts that the training has given me is that it gave me a way of focusing that intuition and really coming to understand how to use it in a way that would be of service to others. And it also helped me to really feel much more comfortable with that intuition and the process of playing with it, allowing me to really focus it. And then it also gave me a real avenue to connect with a part of myself which has always felt a real draw and desire to be of service to others. It allows me to do it in a way which works in tandem with my core love, which is the art, and the ability to use that art as a way of helping others.
The first way that my life was really impacted or changed was during the course when I met my muse, whom I named Endless Pools of Soul. And I really began to get clear on the wealth of inner knowing and get in touch with my intuition. And I really got it that I was here to serve. And that was, you know, during the course of the training. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing that I see is that ACT really set me on a course of deep personal and spiritual growth that is really continuing, you know, a year later. And so in the year since my training, I've coached some clients. Perhaps more important to my own work, I'm a writer, and I've completed one book, and I'm at work on a second book, so that's very exciting. And so it really, really helped me with my productivity and focus. And then finally, I feel like I'm much more in tune with my creativity and spirituality and my passion for healing on a day-to-day basis.
I really like that a good portion of the program is actually doing art assignments and getting instilled in them. It was wonderful how there was the base where we learned the base about the principles and all that, and then using the art assignments to really instill that and also have the sense of what the art assignments are like rather than just teaching them and then we apply them at some other time when we think about it. Having the art assignments there and practicing them and learning them and exploring with them was really wonderful. I also really like that the program is quite complete, that it has a lot of the business aspects in there, that there's the ability to work at your own pace, and it's also a really wonderful way for self-exploration. When I took it as I went through the first one and as the coaching program, and any excellent coaching program has a large amount of self-exploration in it, and that was also really wonderful.
Working through the art assignments and really internalizing the material and deeply exploring how it works was an awesome part of it. But also for me, I think the two other things that really out are the incredible, awesome connecting, the community that develops around this training is phenomenal. And for me, as an artist and a writer and someone who has spent a lot of time alone and alone with my muse, this opportunity to connect with other people who are also very creative and exploring the same thing was like, I don't know, finding an oasis in the desert or something. It was just amazing.
One of my own art assignments. It's called my Mentor Mosaic, and it's creative people from various walks of life. They're coaches and authors and artists. And I noticed as I was putting it together that every single one of them is living the nine art abundance principles. So they've then become kind of a barometer. If these people are truly living by these principles, and no wonder I'm attracted and drawn to the work they're doing in the world.
We are taught the tools themselves by actually using them. So your understanding is almost like muscle memory for your mind and your emotions. And the knowledge that you gain is far more centered in you. And you really have this deep, deep understanding versus just being handed a bunch of books and walking away with it or listening to somebody as she says and never using it again. It really is exciting that Marnie's decided to expand the program to open up even more avenues and guide us through the possibilities of how this can be used beyond the coaching practice, because the flexibility is so key, and that's kind of where it all starts, where the flexibility begins, is that there is no one way to use this information.
I found Marnie and I found the Art Abundance Training Program at a time in my life when I had to change the course of my life. And it was one of the most remarkable experiences of my life. I really transformed through the course of the program. And as a consequence, my life is a different place. It's an amazing process to go through. One of the things that's really near and dear to my heart is the community aspect. You know, not only do you form wonderful bonds with the people that you're in class with and be able to bounce ideas off them and absorb other people's passions, but the forum, the ACT Alumni website, is ongoing support.
My heart has always been to include creative process with the other things that I'm offering. But I will say that until I went through the process of the Art Abundance Coach Training, I didn't have the core confidence in bringing those things together. And it just brought everything together and gelled the creative process with the personal growth process, with the coaching process, and being able to use it easily with both individuals and group has just been so valuable for me and for everybody I'm working with.
I believe that we are all born artists, and then at some point along the way, the real world sort of takes over and pushes art out of our lives. Not everyone's life, but a lot of people find that to be true. And I think that Art Simon opened that door again to a more advanced childlike way of problem solving. I also think that art is able to travel to places emotionally where language cannot. So you really get places with these art assignments.
It was when I started taking the Art Abundance Training, I actually had this feeling of, yes, I am a coach. So it wasn't until this program that I actually felt like I had arrived and that this content was really what was speaking to me and was actually going to help me make a really big difference in the lives of the people that I wanted to coach and do workshops for and write for, and just help in their lives and whatever they were working towards. And I really, really do feel that with this.
One of the interesting things I learned while doing the Art Abundance coaching after I graduated, after doing some professional coaching sessions, I realized that I was starting to develop my own style of coaching based on the foundation of Art Abundance coach training. Marnie had so many wonderful art assignments, And the funny thing is I ended up starting to make up my own art assignments, custom doing them for each client that I would get. It was just a wonderful thing, just realizing, oh my goodness, I've already found my own voice with this.
Art assignments are creative, artistic exercises or tools that tap into the universal language, the language of our intuition, the subconscious knowledge and wisdom in each and every one of us. Marnie developed these techniques over the years to be specifically useful for established creative individuals, but they work just as well with those who are beginning to nurture their creative side, because, as we all know, we're all creative in our own ways.
The training is twofold. You don't just learn how to coach people. You actually go through this process, and you just grow so much. And you get a lot of support from Marnie, and you get a lot of support from your fellow trainees. And so it's a really wonderful, warm, supportive group. And when you go through these art assignments, you grow so much. And with that growth, you also gain confidence, not only in yourself, but just being able to help other people. You've been through that, you understand the process, and you can help guide others so that you can go ahead and help them.
For me, the first thing about the art abundance principles, of which there are nine, is that they are your guide. They literally are your guiding principles, and they will give you a core framework for all of your art abundance coaching, your work with groups, your speaking, and they will help to guide and focus your intent in support of your client, in support of unlocking your client or unblocking your client, or enabling your client, or building their confidence, whatever it is that they need. For me, what I've found already is these are absolutely core and are the most wonderful support that you can have, both for you and for your client, to satisfy their needs.
I was able to develop my intuition more through the program, more some of the art assignments. The Muse was very helpful in allowing me to recognize the difference between what's my intuition, what's my intuitive response, and what's an ego response, and learning more the differences and learning to take action on the intuitive response and look a little more strongly at the ego response, because that one usually gets me in trouble.
Choice at that point of power when options are clear and decisions are made. That thought, that choice is a point of power. That choice is this great, powerful thing. But we forget that. That choice is ours. It's how we map our world. It's our navigational choice. It's how we make our direction. We make the choices. How we feel about something, how something affects us, it all lies in how we choose to allow that to affect us. Do we wallow in it and, you know, kind of grab the pain around us and kind of mire in that? Or do we choose to let that part go, get what we can out of this, learn and move forward and strengthen ourselves?
There's a quote that Marnie shared in one of our training sessions from the Tao Te Ching. It describes what the Art Abundance Coach truly is to me. The quote is this: when the master governs, the people are hardly aware that he exists. When his work is done, the people say, amazing, we did it all by ourselves. And this is really what, as an Art Abundance Coach, I want. I want the person that I work with to walk away with more that she has brought up within herself, to take these tools out in life and to feel like she generated them herself.
because that's exactly what the process is. It's about generating from within. So as coaches, we are not standing over people telling them what to do. We are sitting beside them, listening to what they need and helping them discover what that is.
Even though this program is so much about your being able to help other people, there is such a strong component of self-discovery within it. Certainly when we go through classes and training programs and things like that, you learn a lot about yourself in the process, but I just think that needs to be underscored for this one because there's really a lot of attention given to that component of this program and allowing you to learn and grow, not just to help other people, but within yourself.
What was really great is there is such a connection between spirituality and art. And as a spirituality coach, I hadn't gotten that piece yet. And then all of a sudden, there it was right in front of me. I love spending time with the creative aspects and reaching through the mumble jumble of the mind. And I really wanted to assist people in moving out from their head to their heart. And that's something that Art Abundance really, really allows one to do.
The number one thing that I've gotten out of all this is to make it fun. The coaching is fun, but the business side of it, I didn't expect that that should also be fun. And the more I think of this concept of building my business and taking care of my business and each choice I make with my business, making it fun, has really been an illuminating aspect of this whole process for me. So I'm willing to spend more time on it. If it's fun, it's going to create a way to attract more clients to me if I make it fun. Another important aspect to building a business that I learned through this program is building it with layers. In other coaching programs, you're a coach, and that's the only layer. And with Marnie's program, she offers so many possibilities to build a business that includes many different forms of coaching, including leading workshops and group coaching and other kinds of ideas, but also the idea of creating ebooks and articles and e-zines and downloadable audios and videos and other forms to get ideas and information out to people. It creates all these layers of a business that makes it much more viable. The main thing that I learned through Marnie's example and what she does in all of her programs, but particularly in this Art Abundance coaching training program, is to deliver more than you promise. This was a big eye-opener for me because she continually does this. She lays out the program and says what she's going to deliver, and then she gives more. And that is something I definitely want to incorporate into my own business. And I'm going to use Marnie as my example of how to give more than you promise. So have fun, build a business of many layers, and deliver more than you promise.